Earlier this hour, we talked about amnesty that was granted to 3 million illegal immigrants about a quarter century ago by Ronald Reagan. A lot has changed since the days when a conservative president like Reagan could show that kind of empathy or outreach for illegal immigrants. In many ways, the debate over immigration is much more toxic now, and the two sides are more entrenched. Some believe it's a war of the domestic kind, and any tactic in this war is fair. So here's the latest shot across the bow. A list of 1,300 names was sent to immigration offices and media outlets this week. The list includes detailed information about these people, like their social security numbers, their birth dates, their addresses, even the names of their children. Almost all the names on the list are Latino, and many are believed to be here illegally. It was an anonymous group that sent the list. They also wrote a letter that accompanied it, and it demanded that undocumented people on the list be deported immediately. Joining us today to explain is Tony Yapias. He's the former director of the Utah Office of Hispanic Affairs, and Mark Alvarez, an immigration attorney in Salt Lake City. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tony, can you kind of tell me what your week has been like since this list was issued? Are you taking phone calls? How are Latinos in Utah responding?
Well, it's a nightmare. It's our families have been terrorized as a result of it. It's been an incredible new chapter in the debate over immigration. We have never seen, the debate over immigration go this far. This shows that the anti-immigrant movement they will take whatever new tactics will take it to a new limit, and that is just plainly wrong. So when we've just seen the our community being terrorized, the families calling us nonstop until almost midnight last night, just wanting to know if they're on the list. So.
Okay, that's Tony Yapias taking calls. He's with the Utah Office of Hispanic Affairs. And Mark Alvarez, you're an immigration attorney there in Salt Lake City. One of the odd things about this list is that it was sent first to state officials back in April. No response from the government on that. Nobody was deported, nor there were no legal ramifications. And so that's when this group, this anonymous group, sent it out to a new group of people, and they wrote this note that says, "We will be listening and watching." What do you think they're hoping to accomplish with this?
Well, I think my understanding is that the list was actually sent to Immigration and Customs Enforcement first in April. I think the reason for the release of the list and the letter is to scare people. I can't think of any other reason why an organization or a person would try to make public a list of 1,300 people.
Well, they say they're trying to get them deported.
Of course, but what they've seen is that Immigration and Customs Enforcement's major priorities are pursuing criminal aliens and those who are here with existing orders of deportation, not to pursue the 10.8 million people, according to the Department of Homeland Security, that are on the streets of the United States without immigration status.
So I
believe the motive is to scare people, and essentially it comes down to something that's in the Arizona law called attrition through enforcement. Most people realize deporting 10 million people, almost 11 million people, is not feasible. People don't support amnesty either, so they're looking for a way to squeeze the undocumented population until it leaves of its own volition. That strikes me as cruel and contrary to American values.
Tony, you heard the comments from immigration attorney Mark Alvarez. Can you kind of give us a picture of how the immigration debate is happening in Utah? I mean, in response to the Arizona law, has that changed the discussion in your state?
Well, I mean, minutes after the immigration law in Arizona was signed, I mean, we had one of our own legislators here, basically jump on board and says, "Look, I'm bringing this to Utah." And initially, his whole philosophy was that, now that this law is going to go into effect in Arizona, all these illegals from Arizona are going to come to Utah. And that's not necessarily the case. And so for weeks, I mean, for the last 2 months, we've been debating this whole issue about whether, Utah and 22 other states are thinking about passing similar laws to Arizona. And then, on Tuesday afternoon, we get, all of a sudden, we just get a refocus on this debate when this information that I believe now has been released by a state worker, someone who works for one of the social services agencies in our state.
Although that's what's being investigated. The governor is actually investigating that. It's not clear where the leak came from. Mark Alvarez, in some sense, this list, though, plays to a frustration that a lot of Americans have, and that is they view illegal immigrants as they ought to feel uncomfortable. They're here illegally. If there's a list in the government of who's an illegal immigrant, why doesn't the federal government just go and get them? How do you deal with that frustration?
Well, and I understand that, and I actually agree with it. I'm very frustrated the government has failed to address the immigration challenge. Having said that, to go to the list, 1,300 names, it's very clear that some of the information on the list is incorrect. That people have been called who are legal permanent residents. Those people might have claims of action against both the people who released the list and perhaps even against the government. I understand the frustration. Having said, most people across the United States tend to support the Arizona law, but surveys also show that most people support a path to citizenship for those people who are here, recognizing that it's not feasible to engage in mass deportation, and also recognizing that it goes against our values and really would harm the image of the United States, not only in the United States, but worldwide.
That's Mark Alvarez. He's an immigration attorney in Salt Lake City. Tony Yapias of the Utah Office of Hispanic Affairs. There's been a large outcry about this list being released and people's personal information. Could this backfire?
Well, you know, I mean, that's what we'll find out over the next few days. I mean, we appreciate the fact that the governor took immediate action and calling the state to agencies to investigate. And late yesterday afternoon, we found out that one of the agencies that I suspected, the Workforce Services that I suspected the whole time this information came from, it appears that may be the issue. I'm the former director of Hispanic Affairs, so I apologize.
Okay, that is Tony Yapias, the former director of the Utah Office of Hispanic Affairs. And, you know, we talked earlier about the radical idea of amnesty. Maybe that's one of the ideas our listeners think should be brought back. What else do you think we could borrow from the past? 8778-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.